Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smilgood, an international co-host, and Mrs. Tasha Triple
A. Interface complete.
I just made it, boy. Look at here. Thank you, Lord. I got to tell them that first off, because, you know, sometimes you be having a wild night, you know what I'm saying? And they had a wild night last night. So outside the motherfucking Coco's Lounge going wild, you know what I'm saying? Blew my motherfucking tweeters in my new speakers I just bought. You know what I'm saying? Getting extra croak on they motherfucking ass. But it's all good. This your host, Tap, motherfucking smell so good in the building. And, yeah, we still on the reflection, you know what I'm saying? This is a week of reflection because I'm officially into season 2. We just wrapped up 1-year anniversary for season 1. And, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. Shouts out to my homeboy Goofy Bone celebrating his 1 year. This Friday, tomorrow, is going down, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we're going to be partying, you know what I'm saying? So real quick, you know what I'm saying, just jumped up in here, get y'all into a couple of quickie songs, you know what I'm saying? And then we're going to come back, going to do some reflecting and all that good shit, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, that's how we do it. This right here is Antisocial, it's called And I, you know what I'm saying? You're riding down the Record and Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Stellar Prize, and your host, Cap Motherfucking Smells So Good. Let's go.
I stay rolling with that motherfucking heat, and I stay looking for pussy in the street, and I keep a couple real niggas with me, and I, in case I have to knock a nigga off his feet, and I stay rolling with that motherfucking heat, and I stay looking for pussy in the street, and I keep a couple real niggas with me, and I, in case I have to knock a nigga off his feet. I stay rolling with that motherfucking heat because these niggas in these streets stay at least 20 deep. So I stay breaking jaws, knocking niggas off their feet. I'm a monster, I'm a dog, I'm a motherfucking beast. And I won't hesitate to let this bitch rip. And I won't hesitate to make this bitch flip. Yeah, the work keep on coming in the yapper, keep on running in the bit. Keep me staying in the wheel, steady turning. You can hear me when I'm coming. Antisocial, what I'm bumping. Antisocial, what I'm bumping. If you want it, then I'm bumping. If you got it, then I'm hunting. These hoes just straight bugging. No faking, it's straight. Fuck them, I leave them straight busted. And I stay rolling with that motherfucking heat. And I stay looking for pussy in the street. And I keep a couple real niggas with me. And I, in case I have to knock a nigga off his feet. And I stay rolling with that motherfucking heat. And I stay looking for pussy in the street. And I keep a couple real niggas with me. And I, in case I have to knock a nigga off his feet.
Hey, pussy hoes taking, tell them hoes to get money. Since you bought mine, can't get nothing from it. Why you wanna run your mouth about me when you're in the streets? But when you in my face, you ain't got nothing to say to me. I'm too grown, honey. Leave the games alone, honey. Don't want your man, mama. Leave the dick alone, honey. In my double Z-L-A-D-I-E. Don't give a fuck about you, cause you ain't shit to me. Gotta get this money right. The streets ain't no but drama, see. Little girls on my face tryna ride on me. Bitch, please, man. You need to get your mind right. A real bitch in the hood can't get a fair fight.
And I stay rolling with that motherfucking heat. And I stay looking for pussy in the street, and I keep a couple real niggas with me, and I, in case I have to knock a nigga off his feet, and I stay rolling with that motherfucking heat, and I stay looking for pussy in the street, and I keep a couple real niggas with me, and I, in case I have to knock a nigga off his feet.
I ride with never cheese, looking for the pussy niggas in the street. You rude, who that nigga said ready for me? Ain't no faking when you pussy niggas see the heat, doing time to me, shit to me, but when I crash your ass, nigga, you'll see, that ain't nothing to be fucked up with in these streets. I'm tired of you fake ass niggas trying to G. I'm a fuck round and snap in these streets and part your head like the Red Sea. A nigga can't be faded. You fake niggas are shady. Instead of trying to
motherfucking heat. And I stay looking for a pussy in the street. And I keep a couple real niggas with me. And I, in case I have to knock a nigga off his feet. And I stay rolling with that motherfucking heat. And I stay looking for a pussy in the street. And I keep a couple real niggas with me. And I, in case I have to knock a nigga off his feet.
Project MS Production.
Fuck with me, you gon' have to see this. Fuck with me, you gon' have to see this. Fuck with me, you gon' have to see this. If you fuck with me, you gon' have to see this. Fuck with me, you gon' have to see this. Fuck with me, you gon' have to see this. Fuck with me, you gon' have to see this. If you fuck with me, you gon' have to see this.
See, I don't battle too much, but I will battle your ass. I don't rap for free, man, you better show me cash. Cause a homie like me, yes, I buy my fucking paper. And if you ain't got that, you better get this tough of taste. I'm the underground king, you can call me Undertaker. I would take your bitch home, get a nigga, then I rip her. You an ugly motherfucker, why the fuck is she with him? She just with him cause she with him, and she wanna see me rip him. I'm a goon to the streets and a hubby to my baby. I would take your bitch car, grab it, then I take your debit. I'm a sneak motherfucker, I would take your fucking heart. Then throw it on the floor, then kick it like a ball. I will kill you bitch niggas if you fucking with my goons. I'm a vice lord, homie, and we represent that 122 truck. My niggas gonna ride all the way to the end, and we never fucking die.
Fuck with me, you gon' have to see this. Fuck with me, you gon' have to see this. Fuck with me, you gon' have to see this. If you fuckin' with me, you gon' have to see this. Fuck with me, you gon' have to see this. Fuck with me, you gon' have to see this. Fuck with me, you gon' have to see this. If you fuckin' with me, you gon' have to see this.
Round two of an episode, call me fucking Urkel, cause I'm this ass stupid. Got you running in the circle, and that tech be spinning bullets at that fucking circle, and it hit you in the face. Make a body turn purple. Let me introduce myself. My name is KG. I'm known on the mic and on the fucking streets from Cross on Back all the way to the Springs. You just known in your house by your parents. We bang on the streets and we hustle while we sleep 24 fucking 7 cause a nigga gotta eat. So don't fuck with a nigga cause a nigga gotta get it. If you fucking with this nigga, then you niggas gotta get it. 122, 1214. That's the code that we live out when it comes to a war. Red, black, and gold. And the black is the war. And my niggas never slip, so they strap with the four. Yeah.
Shout out to motherfucking KG. Shout out to motherfucker Office Depot hooking me up with this damn new laptop bag for 20 motherfucking bucks. This bitch is says it's air traveler safe, you know what I'm saying? Because you know they've been putting a lot of bullshit when you go through the airports. So this laptop is checkpoint friendly, you know what I'm saying? It's designed to reduce stress, wait time at airport security, and the patent pending zip through feature allows the laptop to remain inside the case for a clear x-ray scan. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So I was out to that and only 20 bucks when the other shit was like $25. You know what I'm saying? Which I ain't paying for the shit anyways because if you go to Office Depot, man, you better get the goddamn rewards card. If you buy a lot of shit at Office Depot, you need to get the damn rewards card. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit there really does add up. You know what I'm saying? And I just got my free $43 in the mail. You know what I'm saying? That's why I just went and spent and paid $6 for $50 worth of shit. You know, went over my budget a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get into some two-man army real quick. We're going to come back in some more combo and a week of reflection. You know what I'm saying? Crank it back up. It's probably going to be next week. I know I got a lot of shit to do this weekend. We're going to start the scandalous biatch Saturdays once again. steak is seasoned. You know what I'm saying? 347-237-5125. Man, tell a friend to check in. But we are live. Retweet, find me on Facebook, find me on MySpace, or whatever. I'll let you know.
They let the dog out of the cage. They let the dog out of the cage. They let the dog out of the cage. It's 11. My daddy went ahead and went to heaven. I wonder if he's dealing with them boys from 9/11. Ask the reverend, forgive me, Father, but I have sinned. But it's okay, cause I'ma cleanse it with his sin. I'ma win. Ain't no losing my bloodline. It's your aura, ready on the front line. Who the fuck want it? They can damn show, get it. 50 rounds in my chamber, I'm a damn show city. Committed to the game, cause I'm lyrically insane. This is real life and it ain't no game. I'm showing you niggas how I bring that pain. So come on coach, put me in the game. They let the dog out of the cage. 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 My daddy said I'm lazy. My girl think I'm crazy. My motto always been, fuck you payment. If you ain't got money, get the fuck away from me. And girl, if you ain't buy shit, don't even talk to me, cause I don't need you. I got my dudes that's gon' rock with me. That's all I need. Don't let me forget the choppers and the grenades. I'm about to go crazy. They let me out the cage. Now I'm going in the race. The streets got me crazy. I'm just my daddy's baby. I ain't no baby. I'm just young Ron, the illest nigga alive. I'm ready to ride. So let's go do a motherfucking drive-by. They let the dog out of the cage. 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 They let the dog out of the cage.
Hold on, people. You know I'm on the radio. Why would you be calling me? That ain't even making no sense. Yeah, well, we live, man. The motherfucker better call in. Shit, I'm on the radio. I can't talk to you on the side. Listen, people, one thing about me, I can do a lot of things, but, you know, well, talking on the cell phone and talking on the show at the same time, that's a little too ambidextrous for me, but, you know, shout out to Kim's, Whims's, Colts. Popping through, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, let me get one more cut, and then I'm going to answer, you know, let me answer this phone, and I'll come right back. This is Justice Overall, and this is called This Right Here.
DJ smells so good.
I know some of y'all chicks be like, damn, how she still with him? They done been through this, they done been through that. But when you got a good, now put it down, and when he doing his thing, mama, some things can be overlooked, for real.
Girl, don't be blown out. Get your homie, put some fear in. You know I keep it real. That's round, I tell ya. Go ahead and do what you do, but it ain't no game.
Right here, okay.
Do my thing.
Right here,
okay. It's hard to see. Can't do it, I need it. Get it.
This right here, and this right here. Makes all lanes disappear. Give it to me, mommy, do it with no fear. Give it to me, mommy, do it with no fear. In the morning, she cooking me breakfast. Straighten me a top, cause she don't talk too reckless. Diamond princess, diamond necklace. This right here makes her miss it. If I'm away, away too long. This right here, got her so gone. Got her own ringtone when she call my phone. Very independent, head game strong. And this right here, pop my Dutch, then I switch my gears. Whisper sweet, nothing's in her ear. Raw deal, this right here.
Girl, don't be blown out. Get your homie, put some fear in. You know I keep it real, that's round, I tell ya. Go ahead and do
baby with no flaws. Hit her on the street, on the floor, on the wall. After that, burn one, marinate all. Don't be acting like your boy ain't putting it down like this. Watch your bowl, stir it up, then I grind like this. When I pitch, I never miss. After you, then it's right back to the block like this. And this right here, after arguments, dog, I have it in tears. Break up, loving what we make up. Pretty smile, pretty skin with no makeup. Break up, loving what we make up. Pretty smile, pretty skin with no makeup.
Girl, don't be blown out. Get your home and put some time in. You know I keep it real, I'm proud to tell ya. Go ahead and do what you do, it ain't no game.
It's different than white women. See, white women go swimming. Black women ain't getting no fucking water.
This shit gotta last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'ma need all the females to report to the dance floor right now.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes. Just get longer.
This is be like right now. You're checking out your boy DJ Smell So Good, the CEO of Wrecking the Game Entertainment.
Let's go. Throw it back, mama, back to your boy on the track, mama. Young flow got the whole club packed, mama. Lil' mama got an ass so thick, so make a nigga wanna spend cash on it. I pay for it, I pay for it. Can I buy you a drink? I pay for it. Six shots of Patron, get up in the zone.
Damn, lil' mama can't leave you alone.
Look at lil' mama with the big old booty. Looking real good with her and a doobie. Shorty so clean with a fresh pair of Gucci. So back on the scene, I'm a fiend for the coochie. Oochie, coochie, la la la. Big old booty, ah ah. So many hoes in the club on swole. Throw it back, mama, don't dance on the pole.
Throw it back, mama, throw it back, 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 throw it back.
When you throw that ass on me, you can throw that pussy on me. When you throw that ass on me,
if I'm not back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.
Yeah, she getting loose like a rubber band. Yeah, got them jeans stretched out like a rubber man. Okay. Started talking like she trying to get hurt. Whoa. Started wet dog, she make it rain when she twerk. Uh-huh. I came on the perk, I'm leaving on a sex week. Shawty yeah. Got fat lips, I am a neck bang. I got green making thunder and lightning. Got the local weather man out here trying to fight me.
Let's go.
Shout it, I ain't jacking, I'm watching. Make everybody hit the flow when she popping. Uh-huh. Fully automatic, she popping and popping good. Woo. She ain't got a girl, she popping the door for hood.
Yeah.
Walked up on the light, shouted, what's good? Yeah. Got the wife inside, but I beat it real good. That's that. It was a rap. Started whispering in my ears, I'm in low from the back.
Throw it back, 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 throw it back.
When you throw that ass on me, you can throw that pussy on me. When you throw that ass on me, when you throw that pussy on me.
Throw it back, mama. I got nothing but back, mama. I make it rain and I ain't in the trap, mama. I make it pour, act my dog. Frontin' assholes, we ain't fuckin' with y'all. Four, back, the boss, back. Little mama with the skirt, we a thong at. And I can care less, we a thong at. But I really wanna see you shake all that. Big, fat, thick, ass, slim, waist, pretty in the face. Look a little mama, goddamn, she straight. Look a little mama, goddamn, she straight. Can I grab that, smack that, later on, smash that, work that, twerk that. So you gotta hurt back, flip that. Kitty cat, oh, it's a rizzy rap. No, it's only right, young flow, get rid of that.
Throw it back, 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 throw it back,
throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back,
throw it back, throw it back, throw it back. Yeah,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
Go choo choo. No, we ain't gonna do all that. Shout out to the Chinese chick who wouldn't take my goddamn quarters at the motherfucking laundromat. I'm like, how the fuck? You damn laundromat, you don't need quarters. And it's a coin laundry? What the fuck kind of shit is that? But anyways. Shout out to the Arabian dude at the Shoe Time, who who goddamn took all my motherfucking $50 worth of quarters and shit. And, hey, he took them, so fuck it. Gave my damn money. I appreciate it. Kind of weird, though. I'm like, this is a laundromat, right? How the fuck you don't take the damn coins at a laundromat? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's kind of a laughing matter, but, you know, I was kind of bewildered all at the same time. Like, yeah, okay. And, anyway, you know what I'm saying? Spent the day yesterday running around trying to get the legal. You know what I'm saying? Getting legal down here, people, is very important. You know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't talking about paying taxes and all that dumb shit, but just being legal, you know what I'm saying, in the eyes of your state, you know what I'm saying, for the operations that you want to do is very key. So, I mean, you can sit out there and sell cigarettes and blunts and all that shit all fucking day long, you know what I'm saying? And they promoting public health. But at the same time, they ain't got a problem with it. But what they do got a problem with, you know what I'm saying, is they ain't getting paid off of it. They ain't reaping nothing off of it, you know what I'm saying? So a little $50 that it takes to be mobile and do what you got to do for a whole year, yeah, I'm willing to go ahead and do that, you know what I'm saying? I got to go back down there today and go reapply and get my shit back right. And then, yeah, you know what I'm saying, getting it down, getting it in while fitting and mobile it throughout the state of Florida, you know what I'm saying? So I might be in your hood pulling up doing what I do, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my dog Tsunami. He held it down last night. We was out there at Coco's Lounge, going wild. Parking lot pimping, of course. Y'all want to come check us out, you know what I'm saying? We right outside. Hot food on the grill, blunts, Black and Mild cigarettes, Alpha Tampas, CDs, you know what I'm saying? Got it all. Snacks, all kinds of snacks and shit. Pretty much whatever you need, you know what I'm saying? We got it, so don't fuck with it. We do it real big. Parking lot pimping at its finest. And we out there. Oh, man. I played Shelly K last night. I got to tell Miss Computer Lady, too, boy. I played Shelly K last night at the bar, y'all. And, I mean, I could have sold at least 5 CDs off top. No bullshit. Off top. I mean, I could have sold 5 CDs of just her. Just her. Motherfucker want to buy that shit. I'm like, nah, I really can't do that. You know what I'm saying? I can't sell the shit. Just, you know, I can, but I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather, you know, give some benefit back to the artist. You know what I'm saying? So they work a deal out. You know, you send me some units, 100 units or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I sell them for the 5. Boom. You know what I'm saying? And you make your 3, I make my 2. He was swat no swimmer, you know what I'm saying? And you know, that's the kind of deals I be working. So big ups to Miss Shelly K, man. Yeah, she damn sure, boy. I play that shit. Niggas was like, damn, that's that grown folk shit right there. You know what I'm saying? That's that real music right there. And I was like, yeah, so I said that's Miss Shelly K out of Detroit, you know what I'm saying? Detroit, Michigan. And they was like, damn, boy, I played it all the way from the beginning to the end, all 13 tracks. And motherfuckers is on that shit, man. So we're going to get into a little Shelly K right here. And then we're going to come back and do what we do. You know what I'm saying? We keep on reflecting through and through and through. This is the week of reflection before blasting off into the second season officially. You know what I'm saying? So let's do a little night talk, y'all. Even though it's the daytime. You know what I'm saying?
Miss you too. There's so much I want to say, but it's just so little time. Yeah, it's late here. I'm gonna tell you how I feel.
Would you?
See if you can handle it.
Try me.
Friends touch me when you hold me. You know right where to go to show me what you're thinking when I'm with you. You make desires burn much hotter than I ever felt or ever knew it could be. When I hear you say my name, it sends a distant burning flame down to the depths.
Shelly K right there. Boy, look at here. If y'all missed that interview, I did just last Friday or the week or the Friday before last. But you can go back and check it out. The interview with Shelly K, man, I'm telling you, it was that's the realest woman I done talked to on my show. I mean, really, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we had a good ass time, man, and it just was, it just sunk to me. So, you know what I'm saying? That was it. You know, I'm about to do my thing. You know, shouts out to Miss Shelly K. Like I say, man, I played Miss Shelly K last night at the bar, man, out at Coco's Lounge. And, I mean, I had everybody like, damn, that shit jamming. You know what I'm saying? Thug niggas like, damn, that shit jamming, man. So, yeah. What the hell? I done got this shit. Shout out to Lady Duet, the Tampa Temptress. Song called Break It Down. And, yeah. They talking about $500, you know what I'm saying? To book this motherfucker, shit. Bring my homeboy up in here real quick, you know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Get your punk ass out the way, Timmy. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, people. I got to
Yay!
Talk to your ass. Motherfucker, you going to keep doing that, homie? It's going to be like that, all right?
Shit.
You know me?
If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all, let me beam a couple of these mofos up in here, man. We can get this party started. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Come on, boy, Ash, we'll see you over there chilling. Everybody. Beam up Ashwood, and we got another
Hello?
83 caller. Beam
Hello,
up,
this
what's up, Bill? What's happening? What's happening?
What's with the business, Melly? This Miss All the Way turned up.
Miss All the Way turned up. Y'all already know it's Miss Flavor of the Year. It's Flavor of the Year. What's up, baby?
Oh, everything, motherfucking thing is popping. What if they don't know taxpayers and voters better stand up? And what? Get their minds. It's a new day out here. We got to let the politicians know that no longer will they be referred to as the boss. We are the boss. Everybody better get out there and vote and let these folk know that your taxpayer paid it, your tax dollars pay their salary, and that you no longer going to let them sit back and suffocate our society and give us these shitty-ass laws and rules that you all is falling prey to. One nickel bag of weed, next thing you know, you paid out thousands of dollars and been incarcerated. Come on now, society, what's really happening out here? We in a financial crisis, employment crisis, and recession, depression.
How? How the fuck are we in the end of that shit? Nancy Pelosi is wasting $4,000 on flowers to send to motherfuckers. She ain't motherfucking stopped traveling, wasting over $10,000 in travel to go and visit some fuck ass bullshit. It ain't the motherfucking economy. It's the motherfuckers that just keep holding the economy down.
Oh, well, we got lots of financial solutions for them like this. We want to now start appearing on in Tallahassee via video conferencing. We are also saying that politicians need to stop spending taxpayer dollars and traveling all the way to Tallahassee from all
Thank
over
you.
Florida
Thank
and video conferencing
Thank
with their meetings.
2010. It's 2010, motherfuckers. We got technology. Don't make no goddamn sense for you bitches. Really not even. Fuck, I mean, you got video phones out. Why you motherfuckers ain't got video phones and sitting your punk ass right in your office? Conference call, bam.
Changes are coming and we finna change. See, change is what people got in their pocket, but I'm here to tell them change is what we gonna get, cause it ain't happen. We finna free this plantation down here, y'all. Y'all, we's are coming, y'all. Y'all's on still enslaved and on plantation thinking down here, and Florida is finna get free. So whoever out there listening or not listening, wake up, cause this is all the way turned up.
Hey, it's going down, you know what I'm saying? Hey, let me ask you something. What's Ashwood, you in the building. What's good with you, brother?
Where your people's at? They taking
okay.
the smoke
break. Yeah, probably so. You on the economical pressure, you know what I'm saying?
So who you was throwing up?
But what's your opinion on this motherfucking census that's supposed to be coming out?
Well, you know, I don't see anybody in the hood doing any census. So where they going at? That must be like the Nielsen rating, huh?
I mean, because they talking, they supposed to be mailing it in the mail and shit. Don't let it sit on your cabinet. 10 easy questions only takes 10 minutes. What the fuck is it supposed to do? What 10 questions? I guess you can go on. Hold on, people. Got technology as a bitch. You can go to the goddamn census website and look at the damn questions. You just can't motherfucking, you can't download the shit. You know what I'm saying? But you can actually go in and see what questions are on this. But I just, you know what I'm saying? For me, personally, you motherfuckers can see what the fuck is wrong. When you come through neighborhoods and you put roads down without motherfucking line markers, you know what I'm saying? That's a problem. You know what I'm saying? When you sit up here and harass the motherfucking the neighborhood for riding your motherfucking bicycle, you know what I'm saying, without a fucking front light on it, but then you go into every other white neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, and they riding their shit every fucking any time of the hour without no kind of protection on.
What the problem is that our society is over engulfed and smothering ourselves with these ridiculous rules and laws. Yes, we must have law and order, but not at the expense of the American public. Why is it that corporate America can use felons and inmate labor and all this here, and but refuse to hire them when they get out? So we have poisoned ourselves, and they have made a profit system off of. It's a lot of information that's about to start coming out. You know, they're over medicating inmates. They're letting them get on their own psychotropics. Taxpayers and voters, they got to take a look at where their dollars are being spent. They're overcharging.
Man.
They're on canteen. You know, they need a class action lawsuit to be able to deal with this, because right on compound they have 55 cents for soda that the people can buy that are not inmates, but inmates are paying a dollar. So, you know, it's a lot of things going on, and taxpayers and voters think, oh, that's not a me problem. It's an everyone problem, because everyone is serving life sentences, and they're going to get out eventually.
No, that. It ain't got nothing to do with no me, because when you find yourself on the other end of that goddamn rope, which, you know what I'm saying, everybody is just a half a step away from incarceration, fucking around down here. Best believe that.
But on a positive note, hold on. On a positive note, we would like to announce that if anyone out there is looking for employment, they can contact 813-965-7991. That's 813-965-7991. Jobs for USA, Jobs for Felons, and Jobs for Teens have employment opportunities for people. And they also do probation hours for anyone out there that's on DOC needs to do community service hours. So, you know, it's not all negative out here, but if we just be positive and reject the devils, these devils out here, boy, if things getting worse, more people getting more angry and whatnot. Hey, we don't need to get angry if we're broke and unemployed. We need to be as happy as possible, because misery does love company, and we don't need a bunch of angry, unemployed, broke people out here. Come on, people. You got to find a way. Hey,
you know why? You know why I go to the unemployment office?
Why? To give hope?
Hell no. I'm hoping there's 1,000 people standing outside that motherfucker in the line. Because you know what I'm doing? I'm walking down that bitch with my motherfucking water and my motherfucking snacks, putting goddamn a dollar for dollar in my motherfucking pocket.
Oh my, the self-employment versus stealing the starving.
So all that motherfucking bullshit they keep talking about, your motherfuckers better just goddamn get you a hobby or something.
Get
your ass too, because what the other state is, the other state, one of the governors, he cut the goddamn unemployment off, so bitches can't motherfucking reapply once they get they 3-6 months or whatever the fuck. Yeah, you can't motherfucking reapply even if you ain't find no job. So what the fuck is that?
We're going to get the people on board to know about your show out here, because there's a lot of people walking around with a metro and no job, so they need to call in and get
some education. You know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't sitting here bullshitting. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, not one person. You know, I just celebrate my 1 year radio, right?
Congratulations.
I just celebrate my 1 year radio, so this is officially my second season. And, I mean, shit, Tuesday we just covered Spanish. You know what I'm saying? We covering you know, I do the language learning on Tuesdays. You know what I'm saying? So I done covered African, We done covered French, Macedonian, Korean. You know what I'm saying? Now we on Spanish. You know what I'm saying? The next motherfucker, we're going to go to Russian. You know what I'm saying? Learn some goddamn Russian. You know, and I ain't trying to make a bitch fluent in the shit, but I just want you to be able to identify with, you know what I'm saying, certain words. You know what I'm saying? When people say certain things to you. You know what I'm saying? So you won't either always be offended, you know what I'm saying, or you just always won't be in the dark, you know what I'm saying, on the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So as long as you know just a basic meet and greet, you know what I'm saying, or some trigger words, like if you around Spanish people and they start popping all that shit, and then all you got to do is say, que dijo? Oh, and then they gonna, it don't matter if you know how to talk or speak or anything, but certain key words, you know what I'm saying, you can say to people that will throw them off and won't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? K dijo is what did you say? You know what I'm saying? If you say that shit with an attitude, K dijo, like you know what the fuck they talking about. You know what I'm saying? Gotta throw their ass off. And that's all you need to know. You don't need to be fluent in that shit. Fuck every language. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's the African language. Because that's the only true language that it is. Every other language is a spawn off of our blackness. Which is why I'm teaching languages, just to show you that every motherfucking language we done went through, every time we sit up here and we say, how are you, or how you doing, all that shit, your African comes out, though.
Well, can I throw a shout out there? I'm going to be appearing on another rival radio station. It ain't no rivalry to you because you on in the afternoon. It's a morning show.
Oh, word. Oh, that's what's up. Oh, go ahead. Spray them out, y'all.
I want everybody to check me out on 88.5 FM. If you in the Tampa or the Hillsborough, Pasco County region on Sunday morning, about like 8:39, so we're gonna be dropping in real knowledge, like Mr. Smell so good at getting y'all, but we gonna take it on another level, get the folks, cause we got a lot of inmates listening. Can the inmates catch the show, or it's only online?
Yeah, right now if they called my number like from the damn payphone or something, you feel me? But it wouldn't, you know, it ain't really a real way that they can listen to it directly. Not yet.
That's all right. But, you might start blogging it and do a new publication. Who knows what's going to hold.
Now, you know, I read just yesterday on my little nutty news, you know what I'm saying? About 20 minutes, I'm going to read the news. One of these damn countries, I think it's a different country. But they taking all of the CDs, DVD players from the inmates and giving their ass what the fuck is it? Not an iPhone. What the little multimedia player shit is?
MP3 player.
The high tech shit though. I forgot what the hell it is.
It's
so they can watch videos and all the other kind of shit on it. My thing is. You gonna get it, and these all—they're giving it to the serial killers now. Not all the inmates, just the serial killers, because these motherfuckers been using the CDs and shit like that, breaking them and using them as weapons against guards and other inmates.
So they feel that's
a solution. You know what I'm saying? That don't make no fucking sense. You just take every goddamn thing away from a motherfucker. If he ain't motherfucking appreciate the shit that you give him, that's a privilege. Bitch, you in prison, stupid motherfuckers. Then you just take every goddamn thing away from their ass, and they sit in a goddamn 5x5 cell with motherfucking blank walls, mad because of what the fuck they just fucked themselves out of. But you don't motherfucking call yourself making amends by giving them a goddamn $300 fucking multimedia player. That's some bullshit. And that's all on the tax. Y'all taxpayers' money.
Well, Sally, let me drop this on you. The girl is about to go downtown to meet with the judge. And what the judge, while we're meeting with the judge, is we are going to be integrated. Jobs for the USA and felons, we going to get in the court system. We going to get court ordered like DACA. Amen. Amen. We claiming it. We should be
the number one reason why people don't want to commit a crime.
Why would you want to let the system make $30,000 to $40,000 off of your flesh when you can't get out and get an $18,000 year job? So wish us well. Happy 1 year anniversary. Hey, you got to throw yourself a party. Let's boogie down at Coco's.
You know I don't fuck with Coco's like that. I'm on the outside parking lot pimping. Yeah, man, I about to pull my knife out on the nigga, man. The little young manager cut that nigga across his motherfucking throat. And she think he playing with a little pussy nigga or something. You got the wrong one.
Hey, what we got another Earl? Remember Earl, God bless the dead, that used to run Hollywood night. What we got another Earl, another short man problem?
Man, these niggas came from Chicago, and this is the problem. We get all these outside ass niggas come down here thinking that the motherfucking South is slow. Or that we sleeping or something. Y'all niggas gonna come down here and get y'all ass fucked up. That's what's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? You can keep motherfucking thinking niggas half-stepping and shit. A nigga gonna be hiding behind your motherfucking car waiting for you to come out. Them niggas be so paranoid now that they got to send the motherfucking security over to figure out what the fuck we doing. You know what I'm saying? Last night, we stayed out that bitch to about 4 in the morning. Bitch, we got weed and alcohol. I don't give a fuck about what y'all doing inside the club. We outside the club party. But yeah, them pussy niggas got so scared, they sent the goddamn security over there after hours and shit before they actually left to see what the fuck we was doing over there. Fuck you pussy niggas. We ain't worried about you bitches. You niggas is hoes, man. We don't worry about hoes. You know what I'm saying? Hoes gonna do what they do. That's just get fucked. Real motherfuckers gonna stand up, you know what I'm saying, and fend for them. Fend for theirs. So, I mean, he kicked me out the club, or called himself kicking me out the club. You know what I'm saying? Call themselves trying to charge me $75 a week to sell my little tobacco and shit. And you know I got my mobile license. I'll be having that today.
Right.
So that's when I'm going down to Kinko's and blow up another sign as big as my $2 holler sign. Blunt, Black and Miles, half a tablet of cigarettes. Yeah, I'm going to have that bitch so motherfucking big. And my goal is to shut down every store in my surrounding area. On tobacco products. You bitches sell everything else, beer and everything else. But you finna motherfucking let up on that tobacco. Go ahead and nip that in the bud. Yeah.
That's
my
right.
Goal.
That's
my goal.
That's right, baby.
Ain't no hate on Mr. Jackson with his high-priced ass motherfucking blunts. Ain't no motherfucking hate on a goddamn blue stoke who undercut. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm undercut you bitches too. Ain't no hate on Silver Dollar because you bitches is way the fuck down there. Ain't no hate on the motherfucking dread because his goddamn blunts and shit be stellar than the motherfucker.
Ain't
no hate on Khan, you know what I'm saying, because he right there across the street from the motherfucking project. But when I motherfucking come through there and throw them business cards out and say I deliver, oh yeah, it's on the motherfucking poppin'. I'm going to bring this shit to your door.
All the way turned up.
So we all got motherfucking licenses. You got one. My other homegirl at the bar got one. Let me go ahead and get this goddamn little delivery route. You feel me? And let's go ahead, motherfucking ice cream man, this shit on the tobacco tip.
All the way, sir.
Tobacco is $1 billion a year business. You telling me I can't get a couple hundred thousand out that motherfucker?
Trillion, not billion.
Trillion.
Trillion.
$1 trillion business. And every time I go into these stores, they motherfucking shit is stacked to the goddamn rooftop with tobacco products. So I know you might, and by the end of the day, half of that shit is gone. So yeah, fuck all that shit. Fuck all that. I got a dope boy investment program that I'm gonna be starting soon. I get legal on Monday. You give me $50 on my motherfucking Friday. You pick up $100.
Well, we call it the Hood Rich Campaign. So maybe
feel
we
me?
Can evaporate.
Feel me? Come on now.
We call it the Hood Rich Campaign, so maybe we can collaborate.
Hey, you know me.
Listen, I'm finna get out of here. I will holler at you. I see you on the block on 34th, all the way turned up, over and out.
That's real. Shouts out to Miss All the Way Turned Up coming through. You know what I'm saying? Representing. It's going down real big. Let me beam off real quick. You know what I'm saying? Economical pressure. Damn. Back. Let me. God damn it. I keep saying I'm going to find that goddamn song, man. Find that fucking ass. Shit. All right, y'all. Let me get into a little song real quick. Some nigga Ashwood right here. Flight to Catch. We'll come back right here live on the Starship. Smell it, Pride. Doing what it does.
time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch, waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or I got a flight to catch. My own friends wouldn't come to my $5 shows. Uh-huh. When I blow, they be begging me to sit front row. Yeah. Probably scream that I changed, cause I said no. Most of them fake, they wasn't rocking with me before.
Come on.
Used to have to pay the DJ to pump my song.
Later.
Used to have to wait last just to perform.
Yeah.
Kid had to humble himself, I know what it is.
Yeah.
It's sad cause most of these contests be rigged.
Yeah.
Wanna thank all producers for charging so much.
Uh-huh. Y'all
the reason why I started making beats and stuff.
Yeah.
Wanna thank engineers for high studio time.
Thank
y'all got me on my grind. I built mine, had to wise up, now I record for free. Attitude like you won't get rich off me. As I ride the beat like Rockwalla with him,
uh-huh.
Motivated cause I used to deal with favoritism.
I'm on a roll moving the crowd from right to left. Then I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, gotta figure what city is next. Cause I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or I got a flight to catch.
You can catch me at the open mic shutting it down.
Yeah.
Ashwood, no sleep, the talk of the town.
Come on.
Hear my name ring bells like the stock exchange.
Uh-huh.
The flow make noise like some pocket change.
Come on.
Can't see me, my style is tenant. I'm an artist, so I drew the door and put my foot up in it.
Come on.
Got the whole city hype like that's my jam.
Damn.
Grinding, trying to get my demo in the right people hands.
Kid,
I'm a problem, the streets ain't solved yet.
Nope.
High school, straight to the pros like Garnett. Working 9 to 5, punching in and out.
I'd rather be in the booth punching in and out.
Come on.
So get out my way, I got a dream to chase.
You could be the king, cool, make room for the ace.
Move along now, I got errands to run.
Run
broke, still waiting for your taxes to come.
I'm on the road moving the crowd from right to left. Then I got a flight to catch. Do my thing, gotta figure what city is next. Cause I got a flight to catch. Gotta stay focused, no time for stress. Why? I got a flight to catch. Waiting for a good deal, so cut the check. Or I got a flight to catch.
You got shit for brains.
Yo, DJ smells so good, and DJ party time, it's wrecking the game entertainment, y'all, roll with it, or get rolled the fuck over, it's the mixtape, and I'm Keith, Mr. Rude and the Usual, the Bay Area, let's go.
All these bitches and all these hoes wanna jump on the party bus, come on, bring your jacket, bring your smarts, cause we both wanna bust.
Yeah, I thought so. She was a hot hoe. I got so many, yeah. But this was a non-bro.
them trippers if we go to the motels. Or don't tell, I won't tell, at least that don't go well. But oh well, what the hell is talking about sex? Start this off with a rose, then go move to the next. Yeah, go check out the MySpace, y'all. www.myspace.com/keys1.
I represent everybody. Right there, that's my nigga Key One. You know what I'm saying? Representing out of California. Well, sent me that a little bit ago, you know what I'm saying? But still representing. And, you know, doing what it do. Ashwood, what you got going on today, homie? Beam this nigga on in. All on people. Beam this nigga in real quick. What ass? Alrighty then, I guess.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
Yeah, it's real. Got some new cologne, too, man. If y'all chick out there buying y'all some gifts and shit, fellas, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and tell her to get you this good shit right here.
Life isn't about money or your job. It's about having good friends, a nice car, and nailing as many women as possible. That's why I choose Boosh Cologne. The name Cologne stems from the Roman Empress Agrippina, who'd sleep with anyone. I know. I did. And I'll sleep with you, too. God, I love myself. I smell great.
Boosh Cologne. Get your sperm swimming.
Yeah, my brother hit me up on the back line and shit. It's all good. Better get into one more hit, man, before we get into this motherfucking news. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big right here, man. Live in the building. Sports smells so good. I got to take that damn hot sauce. That bitch, that was super slowed. I was like, God damn. Do the hot sauce. Do the hot sauce. That bitch, that was a little too slow. My nigga F1 Diamond, man. I'm going to get y'all on some more real shit real quick. You know what I'm saying? It's called Mama's Cry. Some dog representing out of motherfucking Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? Memphis. I believe Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah.
This your boy F1 Diamond, and I am the pastor of the Trap House. Live from that Memphis, Tennessee. I'm riding with Tampa's most unbiased DJs. DJ Fight the Power and DJ Party Time. Now roll with Wrecking the Game Entertainment or just get rolled over. Yes, sir.
I remember when he was a little bitty boy and I went down to the drug house. And he was sitting up in the drug house, had a pouch around his waist full of cocaine, Kangol hat pulled down on his head, sitting up in the dope house, 12 years old. Can you imagine that? And I had to go in the dope house and get him out of there. And again, God, you saved him once again. You put your hands on him and you just saved him.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
She was praying for me. I was out in the streets trying to be a straight G. Running from the police. Had a pocket full of D. Running with my homie. Mama praying for me. Asked the Lord to change me. Yeah, I saw the lady. Hit her knees daily. She praying for a baby. I heard her through the wall at night saying, Lord, save me. Never gave up on me even when I act crazy.
I remember one night he was kidnapped in the middle of the night. I didn't know where they had him or where they had took him to, but I just wanted them to release him and turn him loose so that he can come home safe. And I began to pray and pray and pray. And again, God, you stepped in and you saved him. Every time I call on your name, God, you saved him. Lord, I just trust you for your words. You saved him. You heard my cry.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I kept from going under. I was always
raised into something. Mama had a holy oil on the way to church on Sunday, and she was praying for me, my sister, and my brother Larry. I gave my mama trouble, I gave the lady drama, but I can still feel the prayers of my mama. Yeah, she told me yes, I can. She was my first Barack Obama. Look at me now, I heard you cry, mama.
I remember when I was sitting at home on my couch, and I heard my daughter cry, Ma, they got guns. I came out to the door, and there he was, surrounded by gang members, getting ready to take his life from him, getting ready to kill him in front of me. I remember just hearing the gunshots, and I just seen him walk through the midst of all the gunfire and all the gunshots, and not one bullet touched him, and I know it was you, God, that saved him. You shielded him in your blood, Father.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die, then I heard my mama cry. Man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying,
Jesus.
Through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying,
Jesus.
In spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried,
Jesus.
Yeah, I can hear my mama crying,
Jesus.
It makes me wonder how I kept from going under.
Flaming Mouse.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz. No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
I'm Hugh Jazz.
It's top of the hour, people. You already know what time it is. If you ain't know, better look at your motherfucking watch. Hell, if you still wearing them motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? 2010, who the fuck still wearing watches, man? That's real. You can think about how the time changed. I just watched motherfucking The Terminator yesterday from 1984. The original, when Arnold Schwarzenegger looked young and shit, you know what I'm saying? Real throwback movie, man. But and you hear in the background where they talking about compact displays. You remember what the fuck when shit Walkmans was bigger than a bitch. Cell phones was like huge, man. Time for the Nutty News of the Day. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off the wall news. That's real. We're going to give you news from around the world, y'all. And I mean around the world. Doing it real big. You know what I'm saying? Going down. We got No Sleep Entertainment hanging on. You know what I'm saying? Doing what it do. I might be checking emails and all that kind of shit, too. And, yeah, like I say, though, you know what I'm saying? Watch the old Terminator, man. And chick bouncing around with the big-ass motherfucking Walkman that looked like, you know what I'm saying? That bitch was about 4 feet long and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. You know, where we came, how far we done come, dog. People really don't understand how we really are in the future. You know what I'm saying? Watch them old 1984, 85 movies and see what the fuck they was talking about and see if we ain't already living that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's real nigga shit. But, let's get on this motherfucking nutty news. I got something for y'all today. Oh, shit, I got something for you today. We're going to start this motherfucker across the world, and I mean the world. Because we over here in Switzerland, y'all, where extra small condoms are for 12-year-olds. Yeah, imagine that. A leading condom manufacturer has created extra small condoms for boys as young as 12 years old. The condom, called the Hot Shot, was produced after family planning groups and the Swiss AIDS Federation campaigned to have the condoms made following several studies that showed adolescent boys were not using proper protection when engaging in intercourse. Well, hey, you're going to let them wrap it up, you know? It might as well be a custom fit. Hell, I ask you, what, you gonna buy your son some extra small condoms? Alright, y'all, let's go over here to Washington, D.C., man. Well, these motherfuckers keep talking about this old census bullshit. I ain't worried about it. Census jobs unfilled at $15 to $22.75 an hour. Yeah. Because they already wasted all the goddamn money, you know what I'm saying, hiring motherfuckers you didn't need the first time. But anyways, the Census Bureau is having trouble finding qualified temporary workers in some neighborhoods for the national headcount, despite the record number of jobless who have swelled the nationwide pool of applicants. Census already has recruited 3 million potential workers for the 1.2 million jobs needed to conduct the 2010 census. Yeah, any motherfuckers walking around doing that, fuck all that shit. Hey, but there's jobs out there, though. You know what I'm saying? That's what they tell you. It's jobs. So I don't say it ain't no motherfucking job. You better go work for the goddamn Census Bureau and walk around and do something. I don't know what the fuck they do, but do something. It's going over here to Georgia, y'all. Eastman, to be exact, where a couple trade sex with daughter for minivan payments. Okay. James and Sandra Davis came up with a novel plan to pay for the 98 Dodge minivan that wanted to purchase at Shorty's used cars. They would let the dealership's manager have sex with their 14-year-old daughter in lieu of payments. Yeah, police say they bought the van 2 years ago, but they apparently never made payments on the van. Hell nah. Damn, it ain't tricking if you got a daughter. That's fucked up, man. How you gonna pimp out a little girl, man? Oh, man, y'all already get an award. Damn, well, we starting early. Motherfuckers get the awards early. That's what I'm talking about. Here you go.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Damn. Boy, y'all some... What? Why is the nutty news? Go on, play some African music in the background. This is percussion, tribal percussion house. You know what I'm saying? Musica Africana. Yeah. Hey, that's some crazy shit there, though. I mean, damn, y'all pimping out your kids, people. Come on now. For some fucking vehicle payments. Bitch, get your ass on the bus. Fuck going on, y'all. Let's go over here to Los Angeles, California. Shout out to my homeboy Goofy Bone down there in San Jose. You know what I'm saying? And Jet said up there in California, he up there in Hollywood. So, yeah, we right next door. Obama is to appear on America's Most Wanted. Yeah. President Obama will make an appearance Saturday on Fox's America's Most Wanted, helping to celebrate the broadcast of its 1,000th episode. Walsh will interview Obama on the episode. Why? Yeah, why? Okay. This is some real country shit. We're over here in Kentucky, y'all. Columbia, Kentucky, to be exact. Where a deputy locks himself in a cell, then shoots his way out. Woo-hoo! Yeah. The Adair County Sheriff says one of his deputies has lost his job. Yeah. After accidentally locking himself in a jail cell and trying to shoot his way out of it. Yeah, the former deputy has claustrophobia and has agreed to pay for the damage he did to the cell. Bitch, you better not ever do that wrong, even though now you done really fucked yourself, and now you on the other side of the law. You on the other side of the law. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's going over here to John Edwards, y'all. John Edwards' indictment imminent. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, I need to indict that old punk-ass motherfucking cracker. Boy, all y'all motherfuckers need y'all indictments, man. It's coming soon, though. Punk-ass motherfucking bees. The National Enquirer. Oh, this ain't no motherfucking... You ain't no real source. Goddamn National Enquirer. Y'all bitch talking about it, goddamn... Space aliens and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Hell, hell. The National Enquirer reports that former Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards will soon be indicted by a federal grand jury. At issue, according to the Enquirer, is whether there were possible campaign violations related to paying his mistress, Rail Hunter, whatever the fuck, who produced some short videos for the Edwards campaign in 2008. What kind of videos was you producing? You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Y'all already know. Let me find this economical pressure. Economical pressure. Shouts out to Vice Grip, man. We'll play that motherfucking income low after this here. Play some Vice Grip in the background. It's taking on over here to New York. New York. Austining, New York, to be exact. Shouts out to Sweet D Love, girl. You know I love you, girl, wherever you at. Sweet D Love. All right. Man bites off his brother-in-law's ear. Yeah, must be Holyfield. Oh, my bad. No, that was Tyson. Yeah, that was Tyson. Yeah. A Sleepy Hollow man is due in court next week. Accused of biting off his brother-in-law's ear during a backyard brawl in Austining over the weekend. The brother-in-law's ear was surgically reattached, police said. Oh, shit. Damn. I mean, that's a hard-ass shit to do now. You biting somebody's ear to the point where you just, nah, yeah. That's some fucked up shit, though. But right now, we finna get into this damn Vice Grip real quick. Income low, bills gone high in the background, you know what I'm saying? Doing the real big shots out of Vice Grip. Jamaica, all my people down there, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Myers, you know what I'm saying? All down that way, you know? Doing a real big shout out to you. Yeah. We in Florida. We're Alicia Butt. Is charged with DUI and resisting arrest. Damn, you should never motherfucking do nothing with the last name but. Oh, man, that'd be fucked up. Ashwood Butt. DJ Smells So Good Butt. Hell no. Yeah, a driver who ran a stop sign and nearly struck another car head on was charged with DUI and resisting arrest after she gave an officer a false name. She identified herself as Alicia Butt. Yeah, but that was not her real name. Hell no. Nah. She just said Alicia Butt Kiss. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you give false names anyway. Yeah, yeah. My name is Johnny Butt Kiss. Johnny Askis. How do you spell that? A-S-K-I-S. Askis. And I'm changing my name, Johnny Askis. Askis, yeah, A-S-K-I-S. All right, we're in California, man. Outrage over repeat sex offenders, which it should be. You know what I'm saying? Cause this motherfucker looked like he was just happy as a motherfucking faggot with 30 dicks. Fucking crazy motherfucker. When a 17-year-old Chelsea King went for a jog near her San Diego home last week. Police say she ran into John Gardner, who they believe raped and murdered her before dumping her body nearby. Gardner, 30 years old, is a known predator. In 2000, he pleaded guilty to molesting his 13-year-old neighbor, and his psychiatrist recommended a 30-year sentence, but he only served 5. Damn. Then get back out. Man, y'all motherfuckers is crazy. But it's all good, because we know how sick y'all bitches really are anyway. So, hey, you know. What's going on? Damn, we still in California? What the fuck is going on? A lot of shit in California today. Orange, California, that is. Where, shit might happen to you down here. Man faces 6 months in jail for lawn violation. Motherfuckers don't play about that goddamn water restriction now. Yeah, you bring your ass down here to Florida with that bullshit. China motherfucking water every motherfucking day. Wash your car and shit. See if that goddamn truck don't come by your ass with all the motherfucking cameras. And, hit your ass up with a $500 fine first time. And then, any repeat, your ass, you fucking going to jail. Shit. California man pleaded not guilty to charges of violating a Orange City law by removing his front yard to save water. What? The charges against Quan Ha 36, who could face a $1,000 fine and up to 6 months in jail for the misdemeanor charge, allege a violation of Orange City law by keeping less than 40% of his yard landscaped. Hell no. Hell to the no. I ain't never heard no shit like that. Motherfuckers ain't shit. Bitch, I'm trying to save motherfucking money. You know what I'm saying? And y'all motherfuckers, damn, that's crazy. All right, let's get some John Newman and Lord Drack up in here. This is Black Heart right here, you know what I'm saying? Going down. See it right now. Don't forget, 347-5125, man. Y'all want to tune in and get nutty on the phone, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, going over here to the UK. Oh, shit. Where Ashwood's favorite new home will be. The UK. He says he's moving there to make his rap career super take off in another language. He's going to speak crazy and shit. And that's the only motherfucking thing you can do over this goddamn place. Fucking UK. A woman refuses body scan at the airport. Yeah, you know they got them new motherfucking, total recall scanners and shit. You know what I'm saying? You walk through with the goddamn full body scanner and shit. You know what I mean? Bitch is scared of that shit. I'm motherfucker trying to motherfucking kill me or something. But a Muslim woman was barred from boarding a flight after she refused to undergo a full body scan for religious reasons. The passenger was passing through security at Manchester Airport when she was selected at random for a full body scanner. Damn. Hell nah, that's crazy. They just picking motherfuckers off. Yeah, imagine that. This is last but not least. Hold on. We might have some updates. Oh yeah. Oh shit. Yeah, I got a couple of more for y'all, man, after this. Oh man, this shit finna get fucking nuttier. Let me see, who we need to play yet? You know, this is the perfect time to get all the music out, too. You know what I'm saying? This is how you get all your music out the way and shit, because you can feature a lot of shit while you're doing the news, too. Remember that, people. You know what I'm saying? All this music is featured music. You know what I'm saying? New hot indie music. Available for purchase soon. You know what I'm saying? You can go to ashwood.com and check out this song right here. It's Get Money. Yeah. How we do, we get money around this motherfucker, huh? All right, y'all. Martin, Tennessee. Fucking presenting Dr. Al Gore. Ah, boy, they got the worst picture of this motherfucker. Like, he's just ready to take a dick in his motherfucking mouth and shit. Fucking Craig, what the hell wrong with you? Former Vice President Al Gore. What the fuck? Will receive an honorary doctoral degree from the University of Tennessee. Vice President Gore's career has been marked by visionary leadership, and his work has quite literally changed our planet for the better. Y'all motherfuckers, silly little motherfuckers. Get the hell out of here. Man, please, get the bitch a doctor degree. Y'all motherfuckers crazy. Gave all your fake-ass awards. It still ain't gonna make him nobody. He always ain't still a fucking crook. Shit. Go over here to my motherfucking Smokey planet. Smokey's place on the planet. And that would be Amsterdam. Yeah. Going over there pretty soon, y'all. Going back to Amsterdam. Gotta go over there and get my smoker's license. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Man flies passenger planes with a fake license. Ain't that a bitch? Yeah, a pilot has been arrested at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport for flying passenger planes for 13 years with a false license. Yeah, the 41-year-old Swede was in the cockpit of a Corendon Airlines Boeing 737 about to take off before Ankara with 101 passengers on board when the Dutch police arrested him after a tip from the Swedish authorities. Damn, that's meaner than a bitch. How the hell you fake a license, though? I don't know. I guess he knew how to. Hey, going over here to Washington, where Obama selling judgeships for health care votes. Yeah, Jim Matheson of Utah voted against the health care bill in November. The White House just sent out a press release announcing that today, President Obama nominated Matheson's brother, Scott M. Matheson Jr., to the United States Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit. Yeah. Sounds like somebody's buying votes. That a bit. So good. Do what you got to do, because, hey, y'all going to fuck it up anyways. We going to do what we got to do and rebuild the shit anyways. Or just get the fuck out of here and let y'all tear this old bullshit up. You know what I'm saying? I'd be opting for that. And, yeah, you know, putting people through hell. Now you got to show a birth certificate, social security card, two forms of goddamn some shit when you're going just to get your fucking ID. You know what I'm saying? What kind of bullshit is that? Find the future. Matter of fact, let me play that in the background after this. Is that a Fatback Band, you know what I'm saying? Sign of the Future, man, right here in the background. Because that's what that is, you know what I'm saying? Signs of the Future, y'all. Don't be scared. Oh, don't be scared. Oh, don't be scared. Yeah, well, like they, Jang-a-lang, they don't be scared. No, that ain't Jang-a-lang. That was the other nigga. What? Who will the fuck? Fuck. Let's go on over here to Los Angeles, California. Teachers are removed over choice of black heroes. Yeah, three Los Angeles elementary school teachers accused of giving children portraits of O.J. Simpson, Dennis Rodman, and RuPaul to carry in a Black History Month parade have been removed from their classrooms. Yeah, a school district spokesman said. You motherfucking right. Y'all should have your ass whooped. I fucking gonna pick the worst goddamn motherfuckers' images in the goddamn shit. Talking about Black History Month. RuPaul confused ass. Drag fucking queen. Goddamn convicted, unconvicted murderer. And goddamn Rodman, which he don't know what the fuck he gonna do. He want to be weird. You know what I mean? Weirdo. We out here in the ocean. Told you, y'all, we all the way around the world. And I mean the world. We in the Mediterranean Ocean right now, goddammit, because I'm out here in space, so I can see everything. I don't know what the fuck y'all doing, you know what I'm saying? I can see you right now. I see you. Get your head. Stop playing with yourself, you motherfucker. You wait till the show over. Oh, yeah. Giant waves slammed into a cruise ship. Yeah, two people have been killed and six injured as giant waves slammed into a cruise ship in the Mediterranean. The ship's owner have said. The 26-foot-high rogue waves hit the Cypriot-owned Louis Majesty off the northeast coast of Spain. Damn. As you know, the earthquake and shit hit, so it created waves and all that shit, man. Wow. Well, check this out. We still in motherfucking California. Damn. San Francisco, to be exact. New healthcare charge on dinner tab. What? There's a new health charge on dinner tab. Okay. The latest hidden mandatory add-on is a health charge added to the restaurant bills. Yeah, the rationale for this one is to cover the employer's mandatory contribution to the city's Healthy San Francisco health coverage system. Some restaurants are adding a few dollars or percentage points to each customer's bill to cover this charge. Ain't that a bitch? So, when y'all go out to eat, you better look out. Yeah, it's going to have a bigger bill. You know what I'm saying? You already got that motherfucking mandatory 15% gratuity. Clean up. I mean, what the fuck is this, man? This shit look like a phone bill and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to eat out. God damn. Come on back over here to Washington, man. You know what I'm saying? Some of these damn faces Obama be making, man. He look like a real old school albino monkey and shit. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. You know, I ain't bad mouthing the president. I'm just joking, you know. Hey. But Obama declares debate over get it done. Okay, we got money to waste, people. Obama urged Congress Wednesday to vote up or down on sweeping health care legislation endorsing a plan that denies Senate Republicans the right to kill the bill by stalling with a filibuster. Senator Mitch McConnell said this decision by Democrats would be met with outrage by the public, and Obama was pushing a sweeping bill that voters don't want. Hey, keep on pushing. Last but not least, y'all, wrapping this shit on up in motherfucking New Jersey, Rahway to be exact, where a snow woman must be covered. Yeah. Police told a Rahway, New Jersey family to cover their nude snow woman after an anonymous complaint. Yeah. The family added a green bikini top in a blue sarong bottom. Boy, look at that. That does no goddamn nutty news for today. Man, taking you all the way around the world, man. That's what I'm talking about. Taking you all the way around the world. Been riding out, you know what I'm saying, the Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, motherfucking Captain Smell So Good, officially into the second season, doing what we do. Right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize. We are in outer space, people. We are outer space. So I'm going to take y'all a little throwback. You know what I'm saying? Because it's about that time, man, to get your motherfucking mind right. Or at least get your smoke on. You know what I'm saying? Judge Dredd.
Come on. Come on. It's about time, it's about face, it's about a bunch of niggas in a dangerous place.
Coming at you red hot, for the double out of crime. When it comes to smoking pot and got the shot, for them niggas that's hanging up in the dope spot. Them miles out, them bummers out, living like my fan in a parking lot. Ain't never gonna come right here and put your brain up a tiny tot. A preschooler, parents hanging up there like a shitty diaper. Dead beat a sniper, with a scope, you made your hope. Now reverse the verse to the worst when you snatch your purse. Since first the curse before you ride, man, I'm fucking hurt. Plant it like seeds for your devil to see. So please listen to me, because I got what you need to feed your greed. But first I thank your ass. To read and moving God's move before I have to get a speed. I don't care about your escapades, your tight face, your late night candy rage, or your 20 years slaves. Because I haven't done a crime, I haven't stole one skin dime. It's just dread, and I think it's about time. Mind your wrong, cause it's someone that wants your mind. It's just dread, and I think it's about time. Mind your wrong, cause it's someone that wants your mind. It's just dread, and I think it's about time. Mind your walk, cause it's someone that wants your mind. It's just dread, and I think it's about time. Mind your walk, cause it's someone that wants your mind. It's just dread, and I think it's about time.
It's about time. It's about space. It's about a bunch of niggas in a dangerous place. It's about time. It's about space, it's about a bunch of niggas in a dangerous place. It's about time, it's about space, it's about a bunch of niggas in a dangerous place.
Time waits for no man, no way, no fucking house. Digging this thug shit, rat a tat and pow pow. Unescorted, searching for women who only about that money skimming. Long weed trimming, bunch of bitches in half them. Show up looking good, but what glitters ain't always gold. That's what I was told, leave your ass out in cold. As I watch you shake and shiver, stretch in, lift your liver. Come up under here, 2,000 rounds, and ain't gonna be no 5,000. New condition, new stitches of the worldwide power ship. Now, if you catch my drip, before that gun you uplift, check my state vibrating while y'all still around here. Hey, the movie doesn't fit, got you on the edge, that's just a pace. Alternate route, new direction, just a redirection. Like a
jellyfish to his spine, and I believe it's about time. Mind your want, cause it's someone that wants your mind. It's Judge Dredd, and I think it's about time. Mind your want, cause it's someone that wants your mind. It's Judge Dredd, and I think it's about time. Mind your want, cause it's someone that wants your mind. It's Judge Dredd, and I think it's about time. Mind your walk, cause it's someone that wants your mind. It's your dread, and I think it's about time.
It's about time. It's about space. It's about a bunch of niggas in a dangerous place. It's about time. It's about space. It's about a bunch of niggas in a dangerous place. It's about time. It's about space. It's about a bunch of niggas in a dangerous place.
For everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
I'm B.J. Smith. In my long and illustrious 3-year career at the top of pro football, I whooped some serious ass and got paid for it. They didn't call me death in tight pants for nothing. When you have such a rewarding career maiming others as I have, you know how to stay fit. Through running, wrestling, stuffing 20s down panties of foxy strippers, firearm training, nasal suit, and beating the hell out of your fellow man. That's what keeps me healthy. And now, using training methods I perfected, it's going to work for you. With BJ's Fit for Football, watch those pounds fall off. I'm down to 300 pounds using exactly the method I demonstrated on tape. I mean, who are you going to trust to get you fit? A man who can rip your arm off and beat you with the wet end? Or some aerobics instructor who wouldn't get drafted by the local hopscotch team? Hell no. BJ's Fit for Football, out now on Beta and VHS. Remember, to win a game of football or life, you have to annihilate everything in your path in a blind rage.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
You know, man, it's going down real big, man. Let me give y'all some hood updates on what's going down around Tampa. If y'all want to hang out, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me go ahead and beam Ashwood back up in here. Y'all hold on one second. El Segundo. Beam Ashwood back up. Ashwood. And let me get the Tom G plan on real quick. I got problems. Bitch, I ain't rich. Oh. I guess that's my remix. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, let me go ahead and get this started real quick, y'all. Give me 1 second. This is coming to you live from my motherfucking email. Got the new mixtape available, free download. You know what I'm saying? You hit me up, smellybtr@live.com, if you want me to send it to you. You can get it free download Friday, March 5th. That's tomorrow. Team Fetty Inc. presents Tom G. Scroll Music, Volume 5, Pressure Bus Pipe. You know what I'm saying? My dog got a new look. Got him a little ice on, you know what I'm saying? And parental advisory, of course. Explicit content, you already know that. You get a sneak peek, Tom G. I'm a G, featuring Lil Boosie and Frank Lennon. New song called My Dog Just Jumped, you know what I'm saying, which is a nice little club banger. And then you got upcoming events. You got Tom G's Models and Bottles Birthday Bash. That's actually tonight, Thursday, March 4th, at Mirage Nightclub. Music by DJ Spinatic, DJ Shizm, and DJ Kirky C will be on the ones and twos, you know what I'm saying. Then running it back Friday night at Club Nouveau. You got the Tom G, Pressure Game, the album release party. That's the album. It's called Pressure Game. Okay. It's hosted by Rated R. You know what I'm saying? Come down to 1710 North Franklin Street. That's downtown Tampa. If you happen to be down there, 33602, I believe. Two blocks, something like that. Two blocks south of the YMCA. On Palm Street, so if y'all don't know where the hell it's at, you know what I'm saying? Music by CTE's DJ Kool-Aid. Doors open at 10 p.m. till whenever. And admission's $10 all night. Fellas, 2-for-1 top shelf, you know what I'm saying, till 12. You get in there early, you know what I'm saying? Ladies free till 11. And drink free till 11. And then you got, let's see. Special invited guest, tiny as hell, but let me see if I can tell you. We got Papa Duck, Scrudle, Jake Creek, Two Pistols, Black Daughter, Frank Lenny, Ozone Magazine, Hood Magazine, Def Jam, Universal Records, Cash Money Records, and Record of Game Entertainment, bitches. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. I'm everywhere, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter. I'll be in that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Paparazzi in that bitch. So, yeah, check the YouTube for booking info and drops. Hit up 813-789-9070 and 813-401-1912. JPTeamFed@gmail.com. Yeah. And
Shouts out to Urban Addiction, too, man. You know what I'm saying? Doing a real big. Amber Kraft. She's the CEO, publishing president. Hit her up at 813-352-6131, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or the Urban Addiction at gmail.com. Check out www.urbanaddictionexposure.com, man. She, you know, she's the entertainment liaison, opening doors for people trying to get recognized. You know what I'm saying? Entertainment industry. She creates and implements developmental tactics, marketing and promotional campaigns, and innovative public relations for artists, DJs, models, urban businesses, and more. So you want to check her out, you know what I'm saying? It goes down real big. It's Tom G Events right there going down. My motherfucking download this. My dog just jumped. Hey, my dog just jumped. Hey, chicka chicka down, and let y'all hear it real quick. Or can I? Hold on. Plus some shit up. Make some alterations real quick. Y'all can hear it. I'm like, here you go. Hold on. It's right in there, damn it. Hold on. Right in there. I gotta come up with something better than these raggedy USB ports. Hey, it sounds slow now. Yeah. So I'm gonna upload this in just a second, and get this playing real quick. Yeah, I'm feeling that one now. See, that bit there got a nice little roll to it. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to play that live, you know what I'm saying? Probably for the show. I'm going to play the I'm a G. It's new Tom G. But let me get into what I had the club rocking to last night, boy. Banging Coco's Lounge, boy. I blew my motherfucking hives in my speakers, but it's all good. Fuck it. 212 still bamming their ass hard. I got to stop by Livewire and pick me up a little school tweeter and shit, you know what I'm saying? Something to give me some highs and shit. And pump the ass back up again, you know what I'm saying? So this is how we started it off, boy. That bitch jamming. Crime City, you know what I'm saying? Money on my mind, bitches. You already know what time it is, man. Fuck with me. DJ Smell fucking smells so good, baby. AKA or BKA, y'all might as well call me. Y'all smell so good, baby. That's how we doing it live. Out of space, bitches. Money hey. On my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip, bank roll, something. Hoes on my dick, trying to get a quick lick. I got a stack quick, break it on down. I'ma sell it this shit. Money on my mind, baby. I'm talking big grip, bank roll, something. Hoes on my dick, trying to get a quick lick. I got a stack quick, break it on down. I'ma sell it this shit. I gotta keep it pushing, man. Money to the ceiling. I'm on the shoulder, paper holder, even drug dealing. Freaks to the ceiling, man.
man, I must be amazing. Ain't selling shit, bitch, call Perry Mason. Unsolved mystery, I'm about to let it chop a chain. Indicators weak, yeah, I'm about to let my nuts hang. Round City Records, and we do it, B.I.G. Spinning things on the charter, got your bitch off all in me. What the fuck you talking about, your studio gang? Can't never kill shit, so I'ma call you Wayne. I got the right girl, and it's going for the lower round here. Crown City is a slight tell of snow. I got the snipers on the roof, my trap is hater proof. Get your money right, your heater tight, I'm ripping up the booth. I got the snipers on the roof, my trap is hater proof. Get your money right, your heater tight, I'm ripping up the booth. Yeah!
I got this brother right here, man. This is Miss Shiesty playing. This is called Get It Girl. I got this brother coming up, though. Mr. Q Harper. Featured in the artist Friday, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going in. once again. And y'all look out for that interview, man. You know what I'm saying? Going real big, you know what I'm saying? Next week. And we're going to be going real big. Going in deep, man, with some good slow music. Getting back to the soul, man. Trying to find out what a good R&B artist and artist and all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? What a good love music at, you know what I'm saying? But this is Hugh Harper. It's all quiet time right here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Right here live on the Starship Smelly Pride.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
You know, I want to make love to you with your clothes on. Is that all right?
That's all right.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn down, baby, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time. You and me, baby. Hey, let me do all the things to make you feel so good, so, so good, baby. I want to make love to your mind, sweetheart. I want to make you feel like my queen, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my baby. Cause it's been a long week, baby. Hey, yeah. Let me rejuvenate you, baby. I wanna make you feel so good, baby. Ooh, baby. I wanna spend me feel quiet with you. Ooh-wee, baby, just let me spend quiet time. I want to spend quiet time, just you and me. Just let me spend quiet time with you.
all this fuss and fight, let's stay connected. And yes, I neglected all this trust in the time share I should have protected. But damn, my nigga loves your ass, but I didn't respect it. And all these lonely nights you've been crying, I wipe these tears from your face. And yes, we side to side, mom, but we in this turtle race. So I give you a piece of my love. Shit, you ain't never gotta wait. And you my queen, you got all my love. You ain't gotta get a taste. And I know you know kinetics. Let's keep this love so this spark will stay energetic. Cause if we lose, then we both gon' end up regretting this. Let's stay ahead of shit. You out for the cellist, and let's get it together. And I'm your umbrella. I'm here to shield you through any kind of weather. Whatever you want, I'll try my best to provide you with the things that you love the most. Cause all my love is come from inside me. And I'm gonna stay side to side, girl. Never you gon' be behind me. You's the love of my life, my future wife.
You're always getting everything you want.
Can't have it your way, but you can have it your way sometime on this motherfucker here, man. Say what? Everything you want. Jersey the King right there representing real big. Shouts out to, you know what I'm saying, everybody. I be the wise one and fam, you know what I'm saying, holding it down. Up in Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. Show major love when we came up there for the, you know what I'm saying, official, you know what I'm saying, first annual Blog Talk Radio host reunion, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, going to pop that thing off coming soon, you know what I'm saying, going to do it once again. Anybody like to get down and participate, you know what I'm saying, stack your little chips up, and, you know, we're going to do it again. So, had a great time, though. And that was his son right there, Ivy the Wild One's son. You know what I'm saying? Jersey the King holding down real big for the R&B tip. Trying to show you that still some R&B kings out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. So, give shouts out to Kim's and Wims is coming through. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you. The support, you know what I'm saying? My dog Ashwood, No Sleep Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? DJ Party Time, everybody who helped, you know what I'm saying, promote the show out there. Miss Flavor, a.k.a. Miss Turned Up. All the way turned up. And that's what it do, man. You know what I'm saying? So we about to get up out of here. And another show been wrapped up. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget, tomorrow is officially Goofy Boo motherfucking 1 year anniversary. You know what I'm saying? It's going down, man. We putting it in. We putting it in. So we're going to end this show with Where You At. You know what I'm saying? This is a favorite out there, you know what I'm saying, for all the real niggas, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Where you at? Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. As I stare at the cars that pass by my lot, looking at these people, do they know what's right? In a world that's not ours, still working for the man, but I'm poor like Sylvester, looking for fish in a can. And my mind is all twisted, and I know I fucked up. I thought I had a plan, but really I got caught up. I didn't watch my back, there are snitches everywhere. Even the old lady across the street who always likes to stare. God forgive me, just throw it on my plate. I'll eat whatever shit you have in store for me to take. My life is a psycho, that's why I'm on the road. I'm just like a bomb, ready to explode. My veins are Jaeger black and my chest is full of weed. My eyes are so red and my mind is full of greed. So I'm sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. I'm wondering where my soul will lay to rest. Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Where you at? Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Where you at? Parking up a plane.
cause death is taking its time. I started thinking of the things that I did in my prime, like steal women's hearts and nutting their souls. I know it sounds bad, but in the end I was a hoe, always roaming the streets just like a metrophone, smelling so good from my Dracar cologne. My chucks were always banged up, my dickies never greased, my hair was always slicked back from my live looks greased. Life's been good to me, that's why I got a grin. Plus I'm a Gemini, so don't disturb my other twin. I wonder if my life is full of sin, playing handball with the devil cause I know he can't win. Too many times I live my life on the edge, I should've got married and had some kids instead. So now I'm at the bus stop waiting for death, wondering where my soul will lay to rest. Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death, my heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I'll go, wondering where I'll go. Where you at? Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death, my heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I'll go, wondering where I'll go. Where you at? Standing very proud and ready to die, like a soldier going to war without no life. As my blunt starts to end and the ashes start to fall, I was a king watching my castle crumble to the ground. But it's time to rebuild, like if I was in Haiti. This motherfucker's hating cause I fucked their lady, a sinful tactic, don't know how to act shit. I was young and dumb and apologize for that bit. Watch my life go by with a quickness, mesmerizing gift in that evil side sickness. Seeing all the women lust for me and looking at the people who never even loved me. As the smoke clears and everything settles, I hope the dry blood puts the pedal to the metal. Cause I'm sitting at the bus stop waiting for death, I wonder where my soul will lay to rest. Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death, my heart doesn't beat for life no more.